The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
The following program may contain music with language or themes which some might consider offensive. We advise discretion.
And now, coming to you from the pulsating heart of urban Invercargill, come in, pull up a comfy chair, kick your shoes off, and put these on. TNN, the new normal, are proud to welcome you in to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge.
Tēnā koutou katoa, welcome into the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. We are TNN, the new normal, Darren and Linda Ludlow.
Kia ora, happy new year.
It is our 285th episode for the 10th of January, and out of the ordinary, we've decided to revert to the ordinary, whatever the ordinary is. Normally we take several weeks and produce quite a few music specials. Over the last couple, you'll have enjoyed our Princely special and then our Summer Vibes last week, but it's kind of back to normal. Whatever
normal is.
Normal is. The new normal. Which was a thing
not so normal
5 years ago, and it's half a decade if you think about it.
Oh, gosh.
But here we are in 2026. This is the year that the old black and white movie Metropolis was set in. The old French movie.
Yes.
Science fiction one.
And did they fly in cars and robots?
Yeah, they
and
did.
Stuff?
Mm. Yeah. And we kind of do. We're getting there. Yeah. They're not mass-produced.
Who were we having a discussion about the Jetsons with over the break?
Oh, that was the Trough Club.
Was that?
Yeah, we were trying to remember the names of all the Jetsons.
Yeah, and the flying car stuff. Somebody got that badly wrong.
Mm.
Anyway, yes, Judy, Jane.
Judy, Jane, Elroy, and Astro.
And Astro, and Mr.
Mr. George Jetson, Mr. Spacely.
Spacely, that's the one.
From Spacely Sprockets. And what was the robot maid's name?
That's I had that. Not Daisy.
Maybe it was.
I had it that night, but, you know.
We'll come back to you with that.
That was like a week ago.
In case it's, something that's nagging away at you. We don't want to start the new year by nagging away at you. Although there are some bones of contention that will come up during the course of today. We'll talk about some world things, you can guess what that is, but lots of fun stuff and stuff that became the tale of legend.
Well, certainly is becoming that way.
During our break. We haven't had lots of cocktails over the break.
No, we haven't had lots of good weather either.
No. I've still been on holiday this last week, and glad that I was, because it's when the fine weather finally arrived.
Yes.
For what it was.
I feel like a different human being. I'm solar powered.
So please explain why you've gone for what you have.
Well, as I've discovered, this was the last number one US hit in the 1970s, so it must have been number one on the top Billboard charts in 1979, I suppose. And I think it's a good sing-along, sit-around song.
It appeared in the Solid Gold Theatre Restaurant.
Well, yes, it did, actually, after I had decided it was an option.
And on the last night, Mr. Waddell and I were drinking pina coladas.
Yes, well... And I did. I was thinking, I haven't had a pina colada, but actually, I did. I have, because when I went around to see a friend just before Christmas at her open house, her good friend Deb is an expert pina colada maker. So I had a couple then, but I haven't had any other cocktails since then. I don't think we haven't really been anywhere where there's.
I had a bad experience with pina coladas that. I was enjoying them very, very nice at that hotel at the airport in Auckland.
Oh, yeah.
And I had four of them. They were big ones. And I was like, geez, I feel awful. Why do I feel so bad? Not drunk, just like quite unwell. And then I realised there's all that pineapple juice and sweet stuff in there, and I'm a diabetic. And it's, I checked my blood sugar, isn't that worth? That just said high.
Oh, too big a number for it to register.
I'm going to go up to my room and lie down and have a sleep.
I don't normally drink pina coladas actually, because I don't usually like coconutty flavoured things. But the Deb's ones were very good. Thank you, Deb.
To make a nice refreshing change.
Well, yes, I suppose.
I did not realise it was the last number one of the 70s in the US, though.
Yes, apparently. And also, useless piece of information, Rupert Holmes, author and writer and performer, has never had a pina colada.
Really?
Yeah. He only changed it to pina colada from Humphrey Bogart.
Oh.
At the very last minute, as he stood in front of the mic.
If you like Humphrey Bogart.
And getting caught in the rain. Yeah.
No, I see.
He realised, apparently, according to the Wikipedia, that he'd referenced Bogart and some of those cinematic, you know, kind of giant things quite a lot, and so he thought he'd better not this time. And pina colada was the first cocktail that came into his head. And so there we have it. A man who's never drunk a pina colada and chose that name at the last minute, wrote this fantastic song of the 70s, Escape, the Pina Colada Song.
I was tired of my lady, we'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow noon and cut through all this red tape. Come with me and escape.
This is the Fluffy Slipper Lounge on Radio South on 96.4 FM. We are TNN, the new normal. The show is also available as a podcast. You can get it first on our Facebook page, 8 o'clock on a Friday night. Otherwise, you can find it on the accessmedia.nz app, free from Google Play. It's on Apple Podcasts, subscribe to that, or you can find it on the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. But as we say, get it first, Friday night, 8 o'clock, on our Facebook page. And also feel free to share humour with us if you think you've found something that might tickle your fancy, or if you've got a song that you think we should be exposing on this podcast slash radio show. Rosie was the name of the robot from the Jetsons.
Phew.
Thank you, Honkopedia. This is our first episode fresh for 2026. Well, I know there's been two before this, but one before this, but we made that before we left. This is fresh. Smell the difference?
Smells like...
delicious.
Teen spirit, no. Strawberries.
The guy with the strawberry breakfast with my granola. This is 2026, which is the year of what?
Chinese calendar, it's the year of the fire horse.
Not just a horse, a fire horse.
Because they have the animal and the element.
Ah.
And so the combination of fire, this particular kind of fire, and horse means that it's a year of great energy.
Could do with
and favours the bold.
The bold?
Bold.
Uh-oh, I thought I was in.
Oh, yeah, no, sorry. Of course, the Chinese zodiac doesn't start till February, but generally...
It goes for a long time. 17th of February through to the 3rd of March.
Yes, their New Year recognition celebration thing.
It doesn't take place on a night like ours does.
No, and we know what it's like when you're in a...
When you're in Singapore,
Chinese New Year, because nothing's open.
It was interesting because I was entering in Google, when is Chinese New Year 2026? And it came up with, what is happening in Singapore for Chinese New Year? And I just thought, nothing. You have to go to the Indian sector to find something.
Depends on which part, yes. Anyway, equine traits such as strength, power and speed. The horse is expected to usher in 12 months of dynamism.
Oh, the magician.
You might feel driven to take bold moves, make decisive choices and pursue long-held ambitions and chart your own path.
Or?
But balance it with some introspective time, because otherwise you'll suffer burnout.
Yes.
Apparently. Different to the previous year of the snake... which was encouraged introspection, wisdom, and steady progress.
Mm-hmm.
But the year of the horse runs fast, you see, right. And so it's doubly hot because that particular fire element adds illumination, vitality, and expansion. So, and it's a yang because it's double yang, because fire and horse are both yang. So it's double yang.
Yang Yang?
Yes.
Is that the pianist?
No, that's Lang Lang.
Okay.
I
don't know why, but I ended up watching an episode of that bloody show, The Piano, the other night. I'll never get that time back.
No, I always thought it was a really good concept, actually, but, oh my God, that Mika guy's annoying. And I don't think his co-host disagrees from what I saw, but anyway. So, yes, if you were born in 1966, that was the last year of the fire horse. If you were born in, I can't find it now. Anyway, it's the year of the fire horse, so there could be great, energy for people.
But take time to rest as well.
But also, yes, be careful. And the economic forecasts are quite interesting, actually. But I won't bore you with those today.
Oh, dear God.
Because, there's people capturing oil ships and all that sort of stuff, doing their own thing. But
speaking of capturing oil,
yes,
should we? No, we'll save that.
Okay, we'll save that for later.
Burn a bit of oil. We had a roadie between Christmas and New Year as Ludlow the Younger shifted to Otatahi Christchurch for the next stage of his adventures, and. It's become a story of legend. Now, he had decided... we weren't just shifting his stuff. We were shifting his two flatmates as well. neither of whom were around. One was in Australia, the other had gone home to Hamilton. Very thoughtful of them.
They're allowed.
It was all arranged.
Yes.
And the younger thought he'd hire a small truck. Would you drive it? Yeah, that's fine, as long as I don't need an HT license because I don't have one. There was a booking issue, and he ended up saying, oh, I've got a large removal van, which actually...
A cargo van.
Mm. Yeah, which was fine. And in my mind, probably easier to drive than
a
small truck.
Yeah.
Not probably, it was. It was an LDV.
Mm.
And codenamed Big Daddy.
Guess who named him? Yeah. I was following along behind, so I had other names for it.
Yeah. That bloody white van. Can't get past it.
I keep getting stuck behind this white van.
Did you see me wave at you?
No.
Oh, good.
At which point? Was it with one finger?
Yes. after some slanderous text about some bloody white van in front of you. And so we were travelling in convoy, the younger and his wee Civic, me and Big Daddy, and then you and our Rav. And we got everything in, and that was fine. In fact, the LDV was quite pleasant to drive.
Tell us about the interior.
Oh, gosh. The cockpit?
Yes.
Well, it had a widescreen TV.
It's a wonder you stayed on the road.
And it had CarPlay, so one of those big screens, which was great for seeing what I was playing on my roadie playlist, and we'll get to that in a moment. It was really handy as we got close to Christchurch because I was able to use Apple Maps, and it came up and it was very easy to follow. And it had a very interesting cruise control. So it had lane assist, so it would send you an alert.
So annoying.
So I turned that off.
Yeah, good.
Cut the occasional corner. And there was a braking assist when you had cruise control on. So you'd set the cruise control for 100 Ks, and it would sense you were getting closer to a car in front of you and just back off. Very interesting, and I was impressed with that. What I wasn't impressed with was when you went around a corner that was not of much of a degree, it would automatically slow down. So I don't need you to do that. I'm quite comfortable.
Even though you're fully loaded and tops, yeah. You know, it's quite a tall thing. It was very difficult to follow because of that, actually. I had to hang well back because...
Kept slowing down in corners.
I had cruise control on as well, and because there would be no brake lights... when you were slowing down, either going around a corner or just because there was a car in front of you and it decided you should keep your distance, I would end up, tapping you on the rear bumper if I hadn't hung back a bit. So it was pretty annoying, actually.
Yeah, well, I couldn't figure out how to turn that feature off, so it was kind of like, suck it up. It was easier once we were north of Oamaru.
Yeah.
Because it's mostly straight.
Straight.
And which was wonderful for the return journey. The return journey was an absolute delight a couple of days later. But just south of Ashburton, and Ashburton is a hole.
We've got things to say about Ashburton, but we'll save them for later.
Yeah, we'll have a crack at Ashburton's on our return journey later. On the way up south of Ashburton, we had seen the weather forecast. There had been thunderstorms and stuff the day beforehand in the Clutha district, and they were over mid-Canterbury. And you could see these thick, black, heavy, low clouds.
Yeah, like blue-black, and the odd bit of lightning.
Yep. Bits of lightning.
Just keep moving forward as we approach. But...
yeah, and then the rain started. And then you needed to fuel up, and the younger needed some food. And there was a Z station next to a McDonald's, so that was serendipitous. But by this stage, the rain had started, and it was pretty solid.
Yeah, it was like those monsoon kind of tropical, straight down, big drops, heavy, heavy. The forecourt of the service station was, I don't know, three inches deep. I got soaking wet feet.
So we had something to eat. And then mounted up. The younger hit it off first and sent a message going, oh, bit of hail, bit slippery. It was polite Kiwi understatement, really. because we saw cars coming in the opposite direction. And suddenly, you know, the front windscreen, at the base of the front windscreen, you can see it was piled high with hail. And then we struck it on the road.
Just all of a sudden.
Yep.
And there were driving tracks. It was so deep that there were just driving tracks.
Single driving tracks.
Yeah. And there, a lot of traffic, because it was, you know, between Christmas and New Year, so there was traffic everywhere.
And the traffic was very responsible.
They were, actually.
It slowed down to between 20 and 30 Ks.
On State Highway 1. at tea time.
With the hazard lights on, so many of them.
Yep.
The tourists pulled off to the side of the road going, can't cope. Which, yeah, again, was very irresponsible.
Yep.
But it was shocking. I mean, it was like driving in snow.
Yeah, and in fact, I didn't use the brakes to slow down. I used the gears to slow down because it was just, I wasn't sure what was. And I had my eye on you in front of me.
Big white van.
Hoping that the big white van didn't twitch at any point.
You weren't the only one.
Yeah.
It was like, I was thinking, I hope I don't have an itchy nose because I'm not taking either hand off the wheel to stretch it. You've just got to hold a steady line and stay in those tracks.
Yeah, and I had some guy hooning up behind me because I was at the back of a train, and so I put my hazard lights on and hoped that he wouldn't come up without seeing me going at 25 Ks. But he actually, once he noticed, he hung back well, which was great. But going over the Rakaia Bridge.
Oh my gosh!
Oh goodness me!
By this stage, it was rain again. At this, well, it was water.
Yeah, lots of water.
And the way the Rakaia Bridge is set up, it's like a trough.
Yeah.
So instead of having a flat runoff, there's a pool.
Yeah, there's a lip before the sides of the bridge. You know, like the Balclutha, but smaller. You know.
But longer.
And much longer. Much, much longer. Gosh, that was a long, slow...
Yeah. I was quite happy that I was driving a heavy vehicle at that point.
Yeah, yeah. No. Well, I was pleased that... Well, I was hoping that nobody was doing that. Because with the boys, when they were little, we used to get them to hold their breath for as long as they could going over the bridge. Can you hold your breath for as long as it, you know, it takes us to
not
get over the 10, bridge?
20 Ks.
So I was hoping that Ludlow the younger wasn't doing that on his way over.
No, he was having his own issues.
He might have been holding his breath actually without even knowing it. But hey, you could hear the water lapping at the on his foot plate, you know, because his car's quite low.
It's a wee Honda Civic, so, you know,
yeah, go-karts. An old one, yeah. So goodness me, that was a long straight.
But then were we half an hour? Where did we get to when it stopped?
Oh, about Leeston.
Yeah, and then poof, gone.
Yeah, it was just pretty much gone.
And not a sign of it.
No.
And we got onto the motorway. I love that motorway.
Oh, yeah.
The motorway system. Oh, look, we can do 110.
Woo! Yeah, I didn't want to do 110 by then. I was like, I'm just going to stick it at 100.
Same. And I'm busy admiring my widescreen GPS.
Watching a movie. No.
Watching Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
And John Wick. and which was great, because by the time we got to his lovely new abode, it was fine for unloading everything.
Yeah, but we were all exhausted. Yeah. I was like, oh, dear Lord.
Oh, what did we do for dinner that night?
We went...
I can't
remember. Oh, we'd had food at Ashburton, so we didn't have...
Was that dinner?
Anything else, did we?
Oh, I can't remember.
No, I think we just went to the hotel, and which was also an adventure because it was...
Trying to find it.
Tucked away in the kind of weird little bit of casual street, so we had to go around the block a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then you had to find the car park.
Yeah.
And that was...
Yeah.
And then you got...
Yeah.
Then you got disorientated on your way back.
Yeah, there was a bit of swearing. And then there was a dickhead, you know, 15, 16-year-old on a Lime scooter, who just pulled straight out in front of me onto the road. And so, in a friendly manner, I tooted at him.
As only Darren can.
And raised my arms in the what position. At which point he looked at me and did the same. And and then fell off.
Mm.
Ha ha!
It was also complicated by the fact that I realised I'd left my phone in the car.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't ring you to tell you that my phone was in the car. So I tried using the landline, but of course I couldn't make it. You know, a toll call. So by the time Darren got back,
You have to go back to the car.
Just give me the keys. No, you'll never find it. It's really complicated. But no, it actually wasn't. But that's all right.
And then I took a strange way back.
You got out a different exit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once we were oriented, great.
Yes.
I like Christchurch.
I like visiting. I don't know whether I want to live there, but...
Yeah. I could.
You wouldn't want to be poor, though, would you?
No.
No.
Like Melbourne or Tokyo. You want to have a lot of money.
Yes.
Anyway, so it was a big road trip because we, of course, started from Invercargill, but my main concern when you guys were loading the van, while I was helping in the stacking department, was how do I get my bloody
code
phone...
Code for standing in the van.
How do I get my phone to Bluetooth to this system? And it just wasn't happening. I resorted to getting the handbook out.
Oh.
I tried to follow the instructions. They didn't work. Then I realised, there's a USB port. Okay, let's just USB the phone. There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. And so I had this playlist, and it was a playlist that I'd actually put together for Labour Weekend 24 when I came up to catch up with you in Dunedin. You'd been at Zone meetings.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd added to it because I'd looked how long the playlist was. This is never going to do for a 5 to 6 hour drive. And used some of Spotify's recommendations. Based on what here? Would you like to add this and this and this? And built it up to some substantial number. And it was awesome. And so the trip Dunedin, Christchurch, because we didn't really use the van to get around in Christchurch, the playlist covered it all. Without a repeat.
Excellent.
One of the songs that was on it is our next piece of music.
Oh.
We finally get around to playing a song. Takes us back to 1986, and it actually only ever got to number 23 on the charts in New Zealand, but I loved it. So this is back, I would have been at the ODT, you'd have been at T-Cole, would have been hanging out at the same pubs, but we never ran into each other, knowingly. But it was a great dance song, and it still is. The group takes its name from an area in China called Huangchung.
Mm.
But, of course, other people can't cope with that. I'm not sure if they eat bats there or not. But this is Wang Chung, and everybody have fun tonight.
Inside of you.
Group is Wang Chung. That's Everybody Have Fun Tonight. We are Darren and Linda Ludlow, the new normal, listening to the Fluffy Slipper Lounge. You are. Thank you very much for your company. It's a great dance song. And there was going to be a great dance night on New Year's Eve at our whare. Lindell had encouraged people to grab some vinyl and bring it along. But what she hadn't planned on was her husband dicking around with the stereo system that afternoon. And
maybe I had.
Blowing it up. And so it was dead. We improvised.
We did. So we have a good sound system in the lounge anyway.
Yep.
For and the so, television and stuff.
So it was Spotify. Tell us what you want, what you'd selected. And we ended up going through all these old sing-along bangers. It was a good late night.
Yeah, it was. It was a great night.
But now we've got a replacement stereo turntable working again. It trends... translocated the former turntable into the new one. Thank you very much to Peter Miller, who did some electronic wizardry to make sure it had power. And a good time was had by all.
Indeed.
And we're re-stereoed again, and this new one doesn't have the issues with volume. In fact, I wound it up on Wednesday afternoon, and it got as far as 5.
Excellent.
Halfway. And, again, and that's with the nice big new loudspeakers we got from Jordan before Christmas. Weep. Musical Taste of Asia, which is a feature we have each week. Who have you got and what have you selected from them?
So I had a reference to something we were talking about earlier, but it's gone right out of my head. I'll remember out of context some other time. This is Choi Min Ho, who is originally a member of Shiny, one of the early big and successful boy bands, but he's now 34, so he's
virtually dead. Yeah.
Supposed to be a grown up. He's ventured into acting too, actually. He's a very good actor, actually. And I didn't realise because, the names sometimes don't mean much to me. But
they all look the same.
No.
The names, I meant.
Oh, right. Yes. The names can be difficult for those of us who are not familiar with the language.
Yes.
So, I hadn't realised that I'd watched him in one of the next Netflix series that I'd watched early last year, called Huarang. It's really good, actually. Anybody who wants to binge a Netflix K-drama, it's really good. Set in old-timey South Korea. The costumes are amazing. Choi Min Ho has released a single and a B-side, and the album is coming, the digital release is middle of this month, I think. And this is just another, a bit like you were saying, actually, that's my reference, the good dancey number, designed for that purpose, of course, and of course he can dance. He's about 1 million feet tall, and it's just a good dance number. It's only a week or so old. It's called Tempo.
If you want to go fast, go slow, you'll set the tempo.
Choi Min Ho and Tempo, our musical taste of Asia for this week. There's another one by default coming very shortly, actually.
Yes, I see that.
So during the break, 1 year on, just a little over 1 year on from when Haruki the Rescue Cat arrived at our house and has been mentioned a few times and passing across that year on this very podcast, he's finally decided he can cope with the outdoors and has been trying to do some catting.
Yes, yes.
As you describe it.
Yes.
Cat stuff, like pursuing birds.
Yes.
And has caught one.
Piddling outside.
Yeah.
Yay.
Won't poo outside,
though. Yes, he does. But yes, he has.
Has he?
Yeah, because there's been nothing in the litter tray for days.
Oh, how exciting.
I know. Oh, says she, who's the one who has to empty it.
I've got the thing about cat litter.
Oh, whatever.
It's my PTSD. Excuse. Yes.
CTS.
I was a cat litter demonstrator in
don't even ask.
England.
Don't ask.
I had to do it without a cat, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But the he will sit. We've got this flax bush, which is well in flower, and so the two we are visiting.
And it's far too big for where it is.
And the cat will watch the tui with interest. Oh, look, a bird. Yeah, don't you have a crack at one of those. They'll come back at you. Well, there was a low-hanging branch one morning. I was sitting outside, and he's just sitting under it waiting. And this tui hopped onto it, and up he leapt at full stretch and had it between his outcast paws. But it was too fast for him, really. There was still a feather left in the
yeah. Oh, did you notice on the road on the way in to the studio this morning, two dead Tui on the other side of the road on Queen's Drive.
No.
It's most unusual for the Tui to get swiped by something, but they
have been hanging low, and there's been a few trucks.
They must be misbehaving.
Walking along the fence, deciding he would have a crack at trying to get to the next door neighbour's roof. Missing.
Thankfully, he didn't try to jump that because he's not that coordinated.
No.
But he went down that side of the fence instead and then discovered that there was no way back.
Yeah, it's a metal fence. You can't climb that like the wooden ones.
No. And so I get this message from the neighbours. There's just a little cat face shining in my door. Is this yours? So, yes. He'll find his way back. Oh, no, you better come and get him. So off I went in the rain. He was pacing up and down the like a deer along the fence line. Oh, I can't get back.
How do I do this? No. You can't.
I don't know where he is now because he would dare dispute.
Probably back over at the other neighbours. At least we know he can get up that fence.
Yes.
And so the cat has finally done catting, just not very well sometimes.
No.
And it's, well, he's done very well. He's now pooing outside.
And the freshly dug garden. Awesome.
Yes, which is looking splendid, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Oh, speaking of splendid.
Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le poisson Steve.
What's been happening in Lyndall's real world lately?
Well, so much.
Apart
but
from some inappropriate shares.
So much, but so little. Yes, we can't talk about those. So quite often in my feed comes up. I can't exactly remember the title, but it's something like. I should be asleep, but I'm at 3 a.m., but I'm watching, you know, the other day it was Japanese bed-making contest.
Oh.
So the, you know, hotel staff were in a contest to make the beds beautifully and quickly, and sometimes it's German trolley, supermarket trolley, something, and all sorts of all sorts of weird things that... weird contests like the hobby horse racing.
Oh, yeah.
And the, you know,
that was
dressage
weird.
And stuff. Anyway, along those lines, this one is particularly hilarious and it's kind of hard to describe. The account is chayot_chart_1990, but I'll have to post it because it means nothing to me. But this particular one is a Japanese game show and there are three or four men. Three men on their knees, sitting on the floor with their hands tied behind their backs, and these three young women, and they've got a champagne bottle between their knees.
I've seen this.
Yes, and so the young girls race forward and they tap or shake the champagne bottle as fast as they can to make it.
They stroke it.
Well, no, they don't actually. Because if you
shake it,
yeah. So they rub it, or pat it, or whatever, to get it to explode.
It looks like something that's not safe for work.
And it looks far worse than it really is. But it's
right
just hilarious.
Right until the moment.
And then one of them explodes, pops, and there's a great shower of champagne and. Thankfully, the guy doesn't. The guy looks absolutely terrified, but he doesn't get hit in the head with the cork or anything. He just gets covered in
white,
covered in champagne.
Champagne.
But it just—it's so funny, and only there are so many of these, and just very strange Japanese game shows. So this is worth a look if you had champagne for New Year. This might be a go for next New Year's Eve party.
Well, on my way at home, we could have a crack at that
later on.
Yeah,
maybe we could. Might be more fun with some friends.
A race.
Yes.
Il est orange. Il a des bras et des jambes. Le poisson vive.
Take a moment just to remind you that Waitangi Esk Fest 3 happens on Waitangi Day. In Esk Street, Radio Southland promoting that. Tour of Southland starts next week. On the Saturday, The National Criterion Champs are on. They're being raced up the top end of Queen's Drive and on Bainfield Road. And then on Sunday, it's the Criterion for the Tour of Southland. So that's next weekend. Following weekend is motorsport.
Yes, it's a big, big time.
Speaking of motorsport, Brendan Leach.
Yes.
This weekend, with his old German team Leipert Motorsport, driving in the 6 hours of Abu Dhabi.
And we made it to the first one of the year without it. Well done.
In the Lamborghini Huracan GT3 Evo 2, partnering with drivers Nicholas Starty, Stanislav Minsky, and Thomas Kiefer. So there's four of them. Four into six goes, well, it's long enough. Of course, he's fresh off doing the 12 hours of Abu Dhabi. Just, I think, the week after the Formula One was there. And local hero Cormac Buchanan, he's off again this week, back to Europe for the 2026 FIM Moto3 World Champs. It's been nice to catch up with him when he's been back. I know that Ludlow, the youngest, has enjoyed catching up with him and going out and doing boy buddy shit.
He's been great company.
And the nice thing is he's not changed from all the times that he's been coming around home across the years.
No. Bless him.
At Sports Talk, that's all that's going on. Apparently there's tennis in Auckland, but I'm not.
Oh, yeah. The ASB Classic doesn't excite me a great deal. I don't mind watching a bit of it. But, of course, that leads straight into the Australian Open. It's a big year of big sports things, actually. We've got Winter Olympics, and we've got FIFAs, and we've got something else, which has escaped me. But anyway, that'll be fun.
A bonus musical taste of Asia now, a group that you introduced me to around Christmas time called Cassiopeia. They're a Japanese jazz fusion band. They've been around since the mid-70s and just music, but I kind of liken them to Earth, Wind & Fire.
Yeah, a little bit.
70s disco jazz funk vibe.
Yep.
They're really good.
Yeah, some of these stuff's great. Some of it
and
I
there's
really
a
like.
Lot of it.
Yes.
They have produced over 40 albums.
Well, there's 50 years of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is a bit disturbing when you do that maths.
Yes. They do kind of, you know, you look at some of the old videos and it's like, my God, you guys have got that whole Earth, Wind & Fire thing going on with a nice Japanese twist. But this track is by Cassiopeia. It's called Asayake. Thank you. The group is called Cassiopeia, and that track, Asiaka, it's kind of typical of their stuff, although usually a lot longer. And there was some of their material, live material, that we were listening to in the car on the way to Dunedin when we were shifting Ludlow the Younger, which was really, really good. And some awesome drum solos in there as well, which I was, wow, this guy.
Actually, that's what I was going to say before, when you're talking about your playlist. I didn't get through my K-pop playlist on the same journey, so between Dunedin, Christchurch, Christchurch, Dunedin. I didn't get through my playlist either.
I imagine it is extensive.
Yes, it is.
Let's talk about the return journey.
Oh, all right.
Because we promised to earlier on when we had a crack at Ashburton. And so like Timaru and Timuka and notice that I haven't gone Māori pronunciation on Timaru because it's not a Māori word. It's an anglicised one. Clyde did the same.
Yep, let's well, I didn't have any choice.
Bypass the centre of town and create a route that gives better thoroughfare. Well, Ashburton cocked that up.
Well, that's a bit harsh, but it doesn't work.
No. Well, it took us 20 minutes to get through it.
Yeah.
Okay, holiday traffic, and in the middle of this bypass, the locals trying to get into town from the other side of town.
Yeah, I felt sorry for them because there were people clearly trying to get to places in town on the other side of the river.
Maybe an overbridge.
But it was just terrible because there's kind of merging and then there's not merging and then there's traffic lights that you sit at for ages. And
trucks. And
oh, it was terrible.
SUVs with boats going for their annual outing.
They were annoying. But, it's a bit unfortunate for Ashburton that their traffic, you know, heavy traffic bypass is not working.
It's an epic failure.
I think I'd just about go through town next time.
Yeah.
Unless there's a cafe down there that's quite nice. Down one of the sides.
We did.
That side street.
Yeah, we did find one once. Yeah. Was very good. Got a nice tin of white tea from there, if I recall. Not all's bad, just the bypass. Don't bypass Ashburton. Go into it. Get into the real Ashburton.
Yeah.
Stayed there once as a family when we were travelling around doing the stock car circuit.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've ever stayed there.
Yeah. The motel we stayed at is long gone. Time to get to the last track that we have for this episode. And because on New Year's Eve we were playing all these great bangers that everybody was able to sing along to, I've got this one that takes us back to 1974, and it was a one-hit wonder from a band called Ace, but it's one of those ones that when you hear it, you go, oh, yeah. It's like when 2012 or The Shawshank Redemption is on. You just
yes, we watched
watch
2012
it.
Again.
Yeah. Pissed off by the ads. Should watch it on the streaming
service. Ending was the same.
Just same. So we'll finish with Ace and their one hit wonder from 74, How Long. Thank you so much for listening. It's nice to be back with you for 2026, and we'll catch you again next week.
Ka kite, don't be a dick.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.